Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
That isn't just the sound of the 2015 Mercedes-Benz GLA being put through rigorous wind tunnel testing. It's the sound of precision. Precision that built a compact SUV that's every millimeter a Mercedes-Benz. From the aerodynamic exterior to the superbly detailed cockpit, whether off-road or cruising through the city. This is what precision sounds like. Now discover what it...
Hi folks, Alan Thicke here. If you owe back taxes, there is hope. With a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, it's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. Nobody knows this program like the experts at Optima Tax Relief.
Call 800-285-4955. Are your Google search results killing you? Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. For a free consultation, call Reputation.com at 1-800-914-3202.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not... Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
For ideas on family activities that everyone will enjoy, check out CBS Local's Best Of section. Visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and get ready for great family fun. CBS Local. We know family and pets. We know local.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. The Kyle Schwarber week is over. The Cubs prospect hit 364, homered, and drove in 6 in 22 at-bats, including this one for the encore yesterday against the Twins.
Now the 0-2. A little line drive, base hit, left center field. One run is in. Rounding third, Coughlin. He heads to the plate to score. Cubs lead 4-0. Kyle Schwarber delivers a two-run single.
Pat Hughes on News Radio 780 WBBM. Cubs took 3 of 5 on their road trip with Schwarber as the DH. Now they'll host the Dodgers tonight at Wrigley with Schwarber in AAA. Tsuyoshi Wada makes the start opposite Clayton Kershaw. White Sox finish their homestand on a positive note. Now head to the road to begin a 3-game set with the Twins. John Danks, 7-14 of 5.67 ERA against Minnesota in his career. He'll face Tommy Malone. Meantime, Pete Rose has always said he had never been on baseball as a player, but ESPN's Outside the Line says they have evidence to the contrary. Show reports evidence of extensive betting by Rose in 1986 while with the Reds. Former MLB prosecutor John Dowd, who led the investigation which got Rose banned from the game, said this evidence closes the door. Football, according to the Palm Beach Post, Florida State and Alabama will open the 2017 season against each other in Atlanta. Also, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady will reportedly appeal his 4-game suspension tomorrow. And ESPN's Mark Stein reports the Timberwolves have made former number one pick Anthony Bennett available for a trade in advance of Thursday night's draft. And at the Women's World Cup, Team USA plays Colombia in the round of 16. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Gil Sasso Mo's in Lamont, home to genuine Chicago-style pizza. And tune in to Joe Madden every Tuesday at noon with Spiegel and Goff, brought to you by Sam Adams for the love of beer. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score tonight, 6:35. Sox visit the Twins on Chicago Sports Radio at 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Doug Buffone and Gary Player, take us home.
You can't lose with those two.
Yeah, coming off of Jordan Bernfield, man. Get those three together in a room. You don't know what might happen.
Yeah, just open up the door and let greatness in.
Thank you, JB.
I don't know.
Thank you to Nick Shepkowski doing a yeoman's job or yeoman work.
Yeah.
Doing a good job today. Brendan McCaffrey being a person.
Soft touch, that Brendan McCaffrey.
Jackass. And Rick Camp, the great Rick Camp, helping out as well today. We had one guest, and his name was Richard Deitch from SportsIllustratedSI.com. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at Watch670thescore.com. It is now time for transition.
Yes, and
with
we
Dan
have a
Bernstein.
Sponsor.
And,
yeah, we have a sponsor for the transition. Hold on.
And Barry Rosner.
Get to my folder.
So long, everybody.
This segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. By the way,
yes.
Stop tweeting me the pictures of your dog in your bed. Like, I don't want this to be a thing for the rest of my day, that my notifications will be you showing me that you do treat your dog like a human and you put it in the bed. That's good for you and good for whoever you sleep with.
200-pound mastiff.
That is ridiculous.
What? Yeah.
There's a picture. Because we were talking about, like, treating dogs like people and how
especially a mastiff.
Well, I was mentioning how much I kind of long for a mastiff.
Really?
I think they're
what
kind
is
of,
that?
The mastiff is a giant. It's a war dog.
It's a 200-pound person. War dog.
It's like, and it's an archetype of several other different, you know, subspecies.
Human dumps. Too.
When I lived in Old Town, one of my neighbors had two
donkey size
mastiffs. One was 220 pounds. The other was 230, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
They were
little
named
horses.
They were named Jerry and Janice or Jimmy. They had a third one too. They were Jerry, Jimmy, and Janice.
Hey, Jimmy's no in town.
After Garcia, Joplin,
Jimmy
and Hendrix. And I swear to God, they walked very casually. But if those two wanted to take off.
Oh, so
that poor owner would be walking.
Mm-hmm. They're walking you,
dragging. I mean, that's seriously. It's a walking rhinoceroses in the bed with you.
Jason's he's all for that. The rhinoceros in the bed.
No.
He's cool with that.
Maybe an 01, 02,
bigger bed.
A couple of them, but
it's nothing to be ashamed of. Jay,
hey, listen. Let me tell you something, man. Big girls need love too. Just keep it real. They do.
So happy Father's Day, everybody.
They do.
You have a nice time with your children?
I did.
I don't have any. But
as far as you know.
I talked to my pops for a couple of minutes. Yeah. I hope everybody had a good Father's Day. It was a good Father's Day to either be in the house or watch golf with your kid or be outside. It was a good Sunday.
Well, it was a glorious. I was up in Wisconsin. Glorious morning and midday. Got nice and hot with the boy. Me and the boy hanging out. Have a great day. It was very, very nice to be with friends. And the added bonus of the extra parents. When you start adding parents, because the math changes, like three buzzed parents equals one really
responsible parent. Right.
Yeah.
If he gets up on the roof, somebody can go get him.
And like two incredibly drunk parents and two mildly sober parents equals one and a half responsible parents.
You also have to factor in the generational view of what constitutes a safe child. Because my parents, it's fine. Right.
Yeah. He's got a bow and arrow.
They'll
That's
be
what he
fine.
Does.
Yeah. It's just gasoline. If please, everybody's too crazy these days. Remember with the real little a car seat. We used to throw you in there.
They would put our parents in jail for the stuff that they let us do when we were kids. I mean, today, no joke, they would put you in jail.
Just ride in the trunk. It's okay.
Sure, it's fine.
It'll only be 10 minutes.
How about those bench seats? Like where you're sliding all over the place.
Oh, in the backpack.
Yeah, exactly.
Seatbelts.
Yeah.
I didn't know our car had seatbelts shoved down to the back underneath.
Floyd Mayweather still to this day does not put a seatbelt on because he says he's not of that era. He said he
I'm a man of a different time.
Right. He exactly. The wife,
I'm a man of the 60s.
The wife beating and not wearing seatbelts era.
And what'll he be saying when he's flying through the windshield at 70 miles an hour?
He said he's willing to accept that. He's willing to accept it.
But you're right. It was a great day. Got in the youth sports, got in golf with my kid and golf with my dad and everybody out there for a nice 9 holes. We did not fish.
Okay.
We limited options by the time we got in. We couldn't even swim because we wanted to golf, and it was nice to have a club in my hand.
So you guys just jump into the little lake at the golf course?
What? No, we're swimming?
Oh, yeah.
No, there's a pool.
There's a pool and a pond. Well, pond would be good for you.
I'm just wondering because he says he fishes.
I'm just going to sit here and throw quotes.
there's a pool. He fishes at the...
You fish.
Yes, we do. We can fish sometimes. Yeah.
I got into the pool with you.
A little bit of golf and then got to watch golf, kind of, because Fox was covering it.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm sorry. Yeah. That's one of the worst covered sporting events by a major network I've ever seen in my life.
See, I cannot give it an absolute like that because I thought the tech was awesome. I thought the shot tracer was awesome. I thought the sound quality and the access they had to the caddy golfer
with
conversations.
No context. Well, you can do that, but you have to provide context. Here's what they're talking about. Here's what they're discussing.
Yeah, you didn't have to be much of a golf fan to understand Jordan Spieth and his caddy talking about that second shot on 18 and what they were going to do and how they were going to approach
it. And then they don't tell you what club he's using. I mean, it was a disaster.
They also didn't tell you how long Dustin Johnson's drive was on 18 when he hits it, 340, 350?
Yards to the hole were a problem.
Disaster. Well, I know he had 247 left compared to Spieth's 284. So
he had 247 left, and it was a 601 yard hole. So there's the math.
It's crazy.
I
love the fact that Greg Norman, who is one of the all time choke artists in the history of the sport, has collapsed more maybe in major tournaments off the top of my head than I can think of ever. And he said he was speechless.
Yes,
after, you're not allowed to be
after the worst choke in the history of a major tournament. Of all people, you should know exactly what's going through his mind. How could you be speechless?
I led with that today. It's like, that is, not only can you not be speechless, but it is the dream scenario for your network that this part of your history, this part of your reputation, of your bio, comes to play right here. And even if you don't want to comment on it, right there in the second, he had 35 minutes, apparently, before Joe Buck did ask him about it. How do you not ask him about
that? Well, Tom Weisskopf actually swooped in and told us it is what it is.
Yeah,
that's helpful.
So, yeah, he gave us that. So thank you. Thank you very much for that.
At one point, Norman said, boy, talk about the drama. And I said, no, you talk about the drama.
That's my job at this point. Where's the ball? Show me where the ball landed.
How about the kid Brandon Grace, who's like playing his ass off? They didn't even show
him. Didn't
exist. He didn't even show him most of the day. They were following Jason Gay around, hoping that he would.
They missed his tap. Jason Day.
Jason Gay is the Wall Street
Journal. Jason Day around.
I get it mixed
faint.
Up in my timeline constantly.
All the time.
I think one is the other.
They missed Grace's tap in that tied him for the lead.
Yeah.
They missed Spieth grabbing the lead on 12.
Yeah.
All you have to say is moments ago, Jordan Spieth at 12. For the lead.
They did some good stuff. First of all, they were on 10 hours a day, which, I didn't wear pants for like 3 days.
Old enough that you're allowed.
Not like Dick Williams old, where you can go outside without pants.
But rule.
In my house, no pants and 10 hours a day. I love that because nobody else has done that. I mean, nobody does it. Every week you go through the same thing. It's like you're there. I can see them walking behind you on the set. Why don't you show us what they're doing?
Yeah, yeah.
And they never do it. And we get, four hours or something like that.
But even though they were all so early, Barry, they didn't even show us Adam Scott, who shot a 64. I think you saw four shots of his all day.
Joe Buck mentioned it like he was giving the out-of-town scoreboard. Well, there's Adam Scott in with a 64 today. It's one of the best rounds ever in a major.
Yeah.
And it's just nothing. Like, Adam Scott shot a freaking 64.
I didn't mean to cut you off, Barry. I feel bad. You were talking about something.
No, I don't know where I was.
Oh,
it doesn't
about things. Doesn't start in the two.
I miss you and I love you.
I like seeing Barry.
It's nice. He's a good man. Barry. He's a good man.
Dan is not happy to see me. He never is.
That could be worse.
Now we know who everybody who sees him feels.
Name one.
There's any number of people. I got Rosenblum sitting next to me at some point this week.
Okay, good point.
So, Starlin's troubles were detailed by Spieth this last hour as well. You had the good Starlin, you had the bad Starlin this weekend, and we were talking about what constitutes him being allowable or him being
you are not allowable.
Right. What you can tolerate of Starlin Castro, because you're gonna have some bad moments. And you're gonna have some moments where he wins games for you, late inning hitting. But I mean, it's the expectation level is changing with this team.
Jay, I've said it since the day Theo Epstein took over. I just don't think he's a Theo Epstein player. I mean, I just don't think he can rely on him when it matters to make the plays they need him to make out there. And that, you know, I don't dislike Starlin Castro. He's a great offensive player who just can't
not
count on
not having a great offensive year.
He has the potential to be he's still very young from that standpoint. But he's been here for 6 years. He's not going to be any different in the field ever. He's always going to be a guy who's going to do the things that he did Friday night. And those things are going to cost you a game when it really matters. And that's why Theo ultimately is going to move him. That's why he's still playing shortstop.
Because they think that's where his value is.
I asked these guys, September 1st, is Starlin Castro the starting shortstop for this team?
No.
I don't think so either.
You don't think so?
No.
I would bet against it at this point.
But if he doesn't get traded, then what does that mean?
That means they'll trade him in the offseason.
Right, September 1st.
Is he playing? Yeah.
You've still got to play him because you've still got to try to maintain that value.
But look what the shortstop. Well, I mean, he'd still have, you know, you move him off short just to be better on defense. It doesn't mean he can't play short for the next team.
I don't know that mentally that would be a good thing to do to him during the season. I mean, there's certain players you can do it to. Javi Baez has handled it. Addison Russell has handled it. Chris Bryant has handled it. Certain guys can handle it. I don't know that that would be really what you'd want to do to him. I mean, he seems to struggle day to day with some of the basic stuff.
Nothing in Theo and Madden's past makes you think that if they're actually a viable contender, that they live with that defense at short. Nothing says that they do.
It's too important.
If you look back on some of the things Theo has said about Castro, he's protesting just a little bit too much sometimes. The way that he says, he's never moving off shortstop. We love him. We have no intention of ever doing anything, and it just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't add up. It doesn't add up to the Theo Epstein plan.
It doesn't even bring up the off the field issues and what they've gone through with him of trying to get that straightened out and telling him to tidy up some of those things, move to the United States,
move to Arizona, keep yourself
out of these areas of trouble in your life. And that's been difficult. And I think if they could be out from under some of that aggravation as well, part of that too was maintaining his value. Part of that effort was just making sure that he remains the asset he can be. You know, and statistically, he's a phenomenon because he could easily be on pace. And I think we discussed this.
3,000th.
He could be the lowest value by wins above replacement with 3,000 hits. He would be the first player with 3,000 hits and not a shot at the Hall of Fame.
Back before you walked out on me, Matt, on Hit and Run, if you remember, I did the number.
So much subtext here.
I did the numbers
like 3 years ago.
I did the numbers
Sorry,
then,
you can't
and he
find
would,
a single person.
He,
to like
he was
you
by since. Far the youngest guy.
Me or him.
Yes.
Okay.
He was by far the youngest guy ever on pace for 3,000 hits.
Right.
Ever at the time. I haven't looked at it in a year.
He could get there and still be bad.
Yes.
It could be because right now the lowest. I think Lou Brock is the worst player with 3,000 hits at 43 wins. Because I had no idea before we researched this how awful Lou Brock was at defense.
It's like the Joe Namath.
Oh my God! Yes, it's like looking at Joe Namath, looking at Lou Brock. But Castro is is 10 wins worse. I mean, he would be right there. I think for career win numbers projected out with Jeff Cirillo,
worst defensive World Series winning shortstop. Do we need Scott's magic machine? Like metrically?
Do you
probably.
Have to get that, Matt? No. Is that important?
That sounds like it might be an explosive.
I've never heard that phone. He's got a new notification.
Before. Yeah.
Something. Yeah. I thought maybe it was
Addison Russell is a guy you could win a World Series with at shortstop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think they know that, and I think that's why they traded for him.
I always think of the trade of Nomar. They got Orlando Cabrera and Doug Minkiewicz in Boston because they valued defense, and they helped Derek Lowe. Derek Lowe threw sinker ballers, and Theo and the Red Sox won a World Series. Mm. I set the number at 10.5 strikeouts for it's 10.5 or 9.5?
9.5
for Clayton Kershaw tonight. He struck out double digits in 5 of the last 7 games.
I'm going under because it's just never going to stop raining ever until it starts. It's going to rain and then it will start snowing again. I'm pretty sure.
I'll go over because the Cubs strike out a lot.
Yeah, they free swingers.
Clayton Kershaw's good, and the Cubs. strike out a lot. But I don't know if you heard, we'll bring back some of it, but during the Cubs game yesterday, I don't know if you heard Ron Coomer and Pat Hughes talking about the Max Scherzer incident and what happened. It was so good. You'd love it because there's some old baseball history in there. I did not know about the Don Drysdale consecutive scoreless innings streak, that in there was a similar situation that would have interrupted the streak, where an umpire, Harry Wendelstedt, actually called a hitter, Dick Dietz, for not making a reasonable attempt to move away from a pitch.
How about not reasonable? How about just actually sticking your elbow in front of it?
Right, but it's
your job. That was blatant.
There was this weekend, from the Scherzer thing to Dustin Johnson, you had these two sort of almost almost greatness, the proximity to greatness and the little things, those inches that make the difference, mm-hmm. and they're right there. They're sort of that bad feeling for different reasons. Mm-hmm. And because the Scherzer thing really bothered me. I don't know why. It's kind of stuck. That guy doing it, I know there's the unwritten baseball aspect of it. Like, what the hell are you doing? The guy's got a perfect game. Go and swing the damn bat. And then there's the fact that there's a written rule. And Ron Coomer jumped right in and said, okay, I get that the plate umpire is concentrating on the ball.
Right.
He's trying to do a very difficult job.
Then get help.
Ask
for help.
He said it's the second base umpire right should be running in, waving his arms. Right. That as long as, whatever, forget the unwritten rules, that rule is on the books.
For moments like that.
It's a rule. Yeah. For any...